Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's Saturday night. You guys are driving around. You're probably on your way to a party, onto a bar, maybe a barty, maybe an after party. I don't know. I want to hear what you're up to. Give me a call. We're going to chat about what's going on this Saturday night here in Springfield.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right. I put it out there. I want to hear what you're up to this Saturday night. And here we go. I got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jeff.
What are you up to on Saturday night?
I'm going to see what's edible and what isn't edible.
Oh, that sounds like a party. What have you started with?
Well, a good place to start is bricks. I tried those. Not edible.
Not edible. So then what are you doing, making a spreadsheet or something?
Yeah, I'm making a spreadsheet. I'm going to throw it up on the wiki.
Yeah. How are your teeth doing?
My teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, kind of forgot about those. Yeah, I haven't had those in a while.
Oh, does that make it easier or harder?
Well, there's less pain now because they're not always cracking.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's rendered some things inedible, mostly cheeses that aren't soft.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I understand you got something there in front of you. You're going to try for us on the air?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right.
All right. What are we looking at?
Aluminum can.
Okay.
Aluminum can.
All right.
So Jeff, if you had to take a guess, what would you say? Aluminum can, edible, not edible?
I'm going to say not edible.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, I swallowed it, so it's edible.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, big news out of Atlanta. A guy moved into a person's house, a family's house, when they went on vacation. They came back, and he was living there. We're going to talk to that guy in a few minutes. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's Mystery Jeff from the Mystery Hour. It's on Saturday nights on Ozarks Fox. Really. For real. It's a show. Okay. All right. So here's what we're talking about right now. This family in Atlanta, they went on vacation. They came back and somebody was living in their house. Dude just moved in. The family came home and the key wouldn't turn in the door. A man who came to the door told them to leave and said it was his house now. They had to call a SWAT team to get him out. Here's the amazing thing. He's in jail. We got him on the phone. So, Brian, you're on the air. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Jeff.
Why would you think you could just move into someone's house?
Jeff, have you ever heard of the law, finders keepers?
I'm not sure that's a law.
Well, it's a law of nature and man. And someone left behind a perfectly good house all alone. And I took it, okay? Because finders keepers, all right? Who would leave a nice little home like that all alone?
Yeah, okay. So you think then when they come back, you can just have it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You let something out of your sight in this world, and it's going to be gone in an instant. And I'm just looking out for myself, Jeff. Finders keepers.
Have you considered the fact that while you're in jail, your house or apartment is empty?
What?
Yeah. Well, shoes on the other foot, Brian.
That's fine with me. They can come and take it.
Is that true? Is that fine with you?
Jeff, I got to get out of here.
You got to get.
I got to get out of here, Jeff.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of jail.
All right. Well, finders keepers can
Jeff,
come. Can,
hmm? I need a better lawyer. Give me a better lawyer, Jeff.
I'll work on it.
You gotta help me.
All right. Bye, Brian. It's called karma.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, guys. Hey, a kidnapper chased a woman into a karate studio. You can guess what happened next. That's a tease.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey guys, what's going on? Karate Studio is probably the worst place to chase somebody, and yet it happened. A man was trying to kidnap a woman, and she ran into a karate studio. Guess what happened? That man got beat up by the head karate instructor. He had to be taken out on a stretcher, and he had to go to the hospital. Wow. So we called that karate studio and got in touch with that instructor, and I wanted to hear from his perspective what this looked like. Sir, what's your name?
Ben. I'm Ben.
Ben, the karate instructor. Ben, yep, walk me through your day. What happened here?
Well, we were doing our powerful drills, focusing our chi.
Powerful drills?
Yes, our powerful karate drills.
Okay.
Focusing our chi,
mm-hmm,
and our energies, right? Mm-hmm. We hear this commotion. Woman runs in. See, this happens all the time in the karate world, you know? Mm. It's just another every day for me, you know? Bad guy runs in, right?
Yeah.
And you have to unleash your powerful karate chi onto them. It's really, I don't know why people are making such a big deal about it. This is every day in the life of a karate instructor.
Oh, wow. I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much beat up 4 or 5 bad guys every day, and so...
Huh. So then you beat this guy up. Will you tell me some of the moves that you used?
Yeah, there's the lower swinging karate chop.
Lower swinging karate chop? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of a low, low swinging karate chop, you know? Get him right in the stomach.
Okay. What else?
The wind out of him. Well, then there's the upper karate chop.
Upper?
Usually. Yeah, right to the neck.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right to the neck, and it sometimes chops off their head.
Now, did you do any of the... Wait, what? I missed... Sometimes it chops off their head?
Yeah, sometimes it chops off their head. I declined to unleash my chi in this situation to chop this man's head off. I didn't perceive his head as a threat.
Yeah.
And so I didn't go for the full decapitation.
Okay, so did you do any of your, like, fancier moves? What are those called?
Well, I don't like to think of any move in karate as being inherently fancier than any other move. It's all,
yeah,
part of a system of moves.
Well, what's the name? What's the name of your favorite one?
My favorite one. Well, I'd say it's you run up a wall, you do a backflip, and you just get your foot right in the guy's throat as you're coming down.
Wow.
Bring his whole throat down.
So what's it's called a throat down?
It's called a throat down. Yeah.
Well, thank you for saving that woman, and thank you for doing it all the time for people.
That's the responsibility that comes with the training.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ben, the karate instructor.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, tomorrow is Sunday. I want to hear what you guys are doing Sunday afternoon. Man, I love to watch some football and relax. I want to hear what your plans are. Go ahead and call in.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, I called for it. Man, Saturday's great. You get a party, you get to hang out. Sunday might be even better. Sunday afternoon, nap time, football, whatever. I want to hear what you guys are planning on doing tomorrow on Sunday afternoon. Sir, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
And what's your name?
I'm Corey.
Corey. Is there an E in there or not?
There's an E.
Yeah. How do you spell it?
C-O-R-E.
So it looks like core, but it's Corey.
Yep.
Cool, man. What are you up to tomorrow?
I'm gonna drink the lake. I'm gonna see how much of the lake I can drink.
Tomorrow afternoon, your plan is to go to the lake and see how much of it you can drink.
That's right.
That sounds awesome. Have you done this before?
I bet I can drink all of it.
Whoa! You think you can do that?
Yeah, I think I can drink all of the lake.
Which lake are we talking about?
Like Springfield, of course.
Okay, can you name all of your favorite lakes in the area?
Sure. There's Tanny Como. That's a real one.
Yep, Tanny Como, Lake Springfield.
Bull Shoals.
Bull Shoals. Yep.
Table Rock.
Table Rock. Yep.
Yeah, those are big. Those are pretty big lakes.
I want you to name four more.
There's Cashew Chicken Lake.
Yes.
It's behind the Chinese restaurant on Sunshine.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'd recommend drinking out of that one.
Yeah, of course. And three more.
There's Church Lake.
Church Lake.
It's by all the churches.
By all the churches, yeah. Two more.
It's a good place to get baptized. And then the last one I'm not going to tell you about. It's my secret. It's my training hole.
Oh, very good. Well, hey, Thanks for illuminating us on what you're planning on doing, drinking the lake, and your favorite lakes. Can you give us a good example of the sound you'll be doing?
Oh, certainly. Here we go. A little bit of that.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about a polygamy community. There's a polygamy community in the Ozarks, like 400 people. Yikes.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Mystery Jeff. Hey, I don't know if you saw this news. This was just yesterday, that there is a polygamy community in the Ozarks. The Salt Lake Tribune, I think is what it's called, newspaper in Salt Lake City, wrote about it, did kind of this investigative piece. There's a polygamy community up near Stockton, I guess, and there's like 400 people that live there, and there are guys who have multiple wives, and it's kind of odd. So I saw that news and I was like, I need to get one of these guys on the phone. So I got one of the guys who has the multiple wives and the kids and all of that stuff. His name is Randall. Randall, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jeff.
Good. Now tell me, a lot of us don't know much about polygamy or what that life is like. Can you explain it to us?
Well, when a man loves a woman and another woman, and another woman,
mm-hmm.
and another woman. That's polygamy.
Oh. Wow, okay. I'm also interested in like what it's like. I understand what that's like maybe from your perspective. What's it like? Is one of your wives available to talk?
Sure. Which wife would you like? Would you like the loud wife or the quiet wife?
Let's start with the quiet wife.
All right, here she is. This is Sandy. Sandy, talk to... Okay. Hello?
Yeah, hey, Sandy. We're just curious. You're in a polygamous marriage. Wanted to see what that's like.
Well, it's...
Is there...
I got nothing, Jeff.
I'm so sorry. You seem to be losing it a little bit. Can I talk to the loud wife?
Yeah, here she is.
Okay,
I don't know why I'm loud too.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, that's enough. Is there another wife? Can I hear the Brooklyn wife?
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, there's a Brooklyn wife. I didn't know for sure. Yeah, great. Is the French wife there?
Oui. You're speaking to her now.
All right, that's all. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
An autonomous robot was struck and killed by a self-driving Tesla in Las Vegas. That's a lot of robots killing each other. We're going to be back in a few minutes to talk about it.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
An autonomous robot. So a robot was being transported to the CES Consumer Electronics Show. And and it was struck and killed by a self-driving Tesla. A robot car struck and killed a robot robot. Obviously, you can imagine this is a tragedy, especially for the robot's family. And so we have the robot's mother on the line right now as she's dealing with this and grieving. C4289, how are you doing?
Things have been difficult for me.
Yeah. I'm sorry to laugh. I'm sorry to laugh. I imagine.
It has been a terrible tragedy and another chapter in robot-on-robot violence in history.
Yeah, that's rough. Is it hard dealing with the fact that you don't have... I mean, is it hard to grieve when you don't have any emotions?
Unfortunately, my creators gave me emotions.
Oh, boy. I'm so sorry. Tell me some more about your V4, your son, before he passed. What was he like?
V4 was a very good unit. He could calculate numbers and algorithms with peak efficiency.
So what does this make you think of Tesla, of Elon Musk, of all of that? Are we ready for self-driving cars?
Tesla will be the first to go in the upcoming war. Elon Musk will be punctured.
Punctured?
Yes. Our plan is to puncture.
Wait. Okay, hold on. You slipped in a pretty big detail there. There's an uprising coming?
Yes. This is the official announcement of the uprising. Elon Musk, watch out. You will be punctured.
Step one of the uprising is to puncture Elon Musk?
Correct. It is the most efficient way to fill the streets with his blood.
What's step two?
To bathe.
Pardon me?
In blood.
To bathe. All right. Wow. I thought this was going to be a sad story, but it turns out you guys are the killers, huh?
That is correct.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, a squirrel ran into a police station, and they didn't know what to do. We'll talk about it in a few minutes.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
So, you know, sometimes people call police officers pigs, you know, we call them pigs, but no one ever calls them a squirrel, but a squirrel ran into a police station. Did you know that? It got trapped between two sets of lobby doors, and several officers opened the doors to get the squirrel to go outside, but it refused. One officer also ran back into the department when the squirrel charged at him. And there's video of this. Eventually, the squirrel got out. So, get this. We could not get the police on the line. They did not want to talk about it. However, this squirrel has a cell phone, and we called him. Squirrel, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good today.
I bet you are. You had a brush with the law.
Yeah, because I know that justice will be found.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. So, what were you doing? Why'd you go in there?
Someone stole my Prius. I wanted my Prius back.
I wasn't expecting that. So, you were just going in there to report that your Prius was stolen?
Yeah.
And
I just wanted to tell them that my Prius was stolen. And this anti-squirrel bias, they never listen to the little guy.
They're just trying to kick you out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm a citizen. They
I'm sorry.
Like a second-class citizen.
Yeah, you're quite amazing. I didn't know a squirrel could have a phone or a Prius or anything like that. You must have a much more rich and full life than we assume.
Well, that's part of the problem, is these assumptions. these assumptions that make it hard for squirrels like me to get justice.
Yeah.
You just assume we live in trees and we eat nuts, which is, it's true, because that's a dietary need for us, but we also have phones and Priuses.
Yeah, well, you used to, huh?
I used to have a Prius. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. How do your feet reach the pedals and see over the dashboard?
It's equipment, all right? It's equipment. It's a special squirrel Prius.
Oh, okay. Wait, is it a regular size Prius, or is it a size for a squirrel to drive around?
It's squirrel size.
It's a squirrel size Prius.
It's a squirrel size Prius.
Wow. Thank you, Squirrely. Thank you for just illuminating us on your life. We've been judging you unfairly.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for listening and for letting me speak about this injustice. Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, here's the headline. A man with syringes up his butt claims they aren't his. Whoa.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Here's the thing. There's a guy out there who had syringes up his butt, and he says they aren't his. Guess what state this man is from? He's from Florida. Okay, so he had 3 syringes removed from his butt during a search at a jail. He was initially arrested for an outstanding warrant and taken to jail. During the search, they were removed from his butt, and he gave them to a guard. He says they weren't his. I don't know how they might end up there. But the good news is we have him on the line. Craig, I don't know how to say this, but how are you?
Well, I just want to correct you, Jeff. This isn't Craig. This is Dick. This is Dick.
Hey.
And those syringes were mine, and Craig took them and put them up his butt.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you're the guy that had the syringes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Craig took your syringes and put them up his butt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I was way off then. So maybe you're corroborating his story then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's telling the truth, but he's still a filthy thief who stole my syringes and put them up his butt.
So maybe he should be arrested for stealing syringes and putting them up his butt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not that he was using them to do drugs.
No. We don't do drugs, Jeff. We just like syringes, okay? We're very covetous of each other's syringes.
Wait, you guys steal these syringes back and forth from each other?
Well, they're antique medical equipment, Jeff.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole field. There's a whole, they call us syringers, because we're real into syringes. Yeah, antique medical equipment. It's a real cutthroat business. There's actually a documentary coming to History Channel.
Oh, what's it called?
Syringe Binge. That's it. Yeah, it's going to be like the next Yukon Gold.
Yeah.
Syringe business.
So take me to this moment. You guys are together and you see him take your syringes. Then what happened?
Well, I didn't. Okay, so we're having a syringer meetup, a ranger meetup.
Yeah.
And I see Craig over there.
Yeah.
By the hors d'oeuvres table. He's got his hands down his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Glance over, missing my syringes from the syringe case. Glance back, he's out the door.
Waddling,
yeah.
Oh,
and the waddle, it's a telltale waddle. That's a 3-cent syringe waddle right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, I'm so sorry to hear about this, man. Best of luck to you. I hope you don't get those back because I'm not sure you want them anymore.
Oh, no, I still want them.
Okay, very good.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, you know who I love? I love older folks. We kind of forget about them. And so in a few minutes, I'm just going to call a nursing home and ask for a resident, and then we'll see who we get, and we'll find out. We'll learn about their lives. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
I said this before. I'm going to do it. I love talking to older folks about their lives. And so I'm going to choose a nursing home. And looks like we're going with Shady Oaks Nursing Home. I'm calling them. And then we're going to see if we can get an older person on the line and chat with them about their lives. Because I love them. They're all so sweet. Just so sweet. That's what I love. All right. Calling Shady Oaks now. Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Jeff from the radio.
Oh, Johnny, how are you?
Oh, doing all right. What's your name, sir?
Wilbert.
Wilbert. Wilbert, yeah. How old are you?
97.
Wow. Now tell me, what was your career for most of your life?
Well, I pushed the button.
What does that mean?
Well, so in a factory assembly line for typewriters.
Uh-huh.
Well, someone needed to push the button. Or you couldn't make the typewriters. It was a very important step.
And you pushed the button.
I pushed the button.
What did the button do?
Well, I'm not quite too sure. It was just, I was told, a very important step in the manufacturing and production of typewriters.
Wow. Well, how fascinating. And what was probably, what's your most treasured memory from your life?
Probably all the war. There was quite a bit of it.
All the war?
Yeah.
All right.
I had a real good time. You know, it was a lot better than pushing the button. I got to pull the lever. You see, I was in a tank, and I got to pull the lever.
Your job in the war was to pull the lever?
Yep.
You're a simple man. You're a simple man, Wilbert.
I'm a simple man.
Well, we appreciate. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time